Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. We're now past the full moon in Sagittarius and the penumbral, partial lunar eclipse that initiated us into eclipse season for this summer. We are now in the waning half of the moon cycle, heading toward a new moon that will be a very powerful solar eclipse and will happen right at the moment of the summer solstice on the 21st of June. So this particular eclipse happening right in the middle of the year at a hinge point of the solar year in a momentous time in history, certainly here in the United States and also in the world, there's a lot to consider, a lot to be aware of, and also a lot to be in alignment with, which, after all, is what astrology's for, to figure out where the energies are flowing, how things are going to be moving, so that we can orient ourselves. We know what to watch for, we know what to flow with, and we know what to prepare for, depending on what's happening in the sky and how it's going to affect our individual chart. So I'll begin by reviewing the key dates as we go through. The full moon in Sagittarius arrived at 3:12 p.m. on Friday, June 5th in my Eastern Daylight time zone. This was an eclipse, as I mentioned, and began the eclipse season. And we are still tonight in that full moon phase. Tomorrow morning, pre-dawn, 4:10 a.m., Tuesday, June 9th, we enter the disseminating phase with a moon in Aquarius. The next day, at 10:35 a.m., Wednesday, June 10th, we reach the waning trine. The moon will still be in Aquarius, later in Aquarius, and trining back toward the Gemini sun. On Saturday, June 13th, 2:24 in the morning, we reach the last quarter moon in Pisces. On Monday, June 15th, 8:11 p.m., we reach the waning sextile with the moon in Aries. By Wednesday, June 17th, again pre-dawn, 4:50 a.m., we'll reach the balsamic moon with a moon in Taurus. And there we will be letting things go until the solstice. The new moon in Cancer on Sunday, June 21st, 2:24 a.m. Which means, of course, that we will not see that eclipse because the sun will be below the horizon. Yet it will be powerful, and that's where we are headed over the next couple of weeks. Let's look at what we're going to be encountering in an overview kind of way as we move through this waning cycle. Tomorrow morning, very early, 4:10, before dawn, we will enter that disseminating moon phase. The moon will be in Aquarius, and my theme for this disseminating moon is to take a stand. This is something that many of us feel compelled to do anyway, in response to the events around us. Astrologically, we're feeling like we made it through that full moon eclipse and we're now on the other side, and we want to say something. We want to signal who we are, which communities we are of a mind to ally with, to align with, and what feels like our truth. That's all in alignment with an Aquarius moon. Now, this moon, to reach this disseminating moon entry point, the moon has been through the Capricorn group and is just past a conjunction with Saturn. So this moon has covered some pretty rocky territory and again may feel like they're ready to say what's going on. There is also a sense of emergence with Venus. Venus is no longer combust, no longer so close to the sun that she's completely hidden from us in terms of her energy, not just her view, but she still is under the beams. She's just getting to the edge of where we will see her again in the sky. She's applying to a sextile to Chiron, and the moon is applying to trine her. So again, another indication that we're feeling like we have some things we want to articulate, some things we want to say. And as I mentioned, both for the full moon and during the waxing cycle, this sense of wanting to speak, wanting to articulate, alternating with wanting to do something, is again going to be a theme, a hallmark of this waning cycle. So the next day, Wednesday, June 10th, 10:35 in the morning, we reach that waning trine. The moon is now going to be in late Aquarius. The sun, in addition to receiving a trine from the moon, is going to be squaring Neptune and Mars, who are close together in Pisces. Mercury is going to be squaring Chiron and Lilith. My theme for this section of the phase is unpacking. So the disseminating moon phase, which this trine is part of, is all about putting our stuff out into the world, saying who we are, saying what we have to offer, saying what we're up to. But in this climate, I mean, this is always true, right? But in this climate, this is emphasized, everything we say publicly is under much greater scrutiny, even from ourselves. We are watching ourselves speak in a way that we don't typically. So let's say that in that first day of the disseminating phase, we said some things. Now we may be in a position of saying, okay, how did that go? Like, how did that feel? What kind of feedback did we get? What do we need to reconsider? What have we learned from what we've said, what we've put out into the world? Remember, Venus is still retrograde. So we have a couple of days more in that disseminating phase to share, think about the response. Share, think about the response. We get to Saturday, and we're at that last quarter moon. The moon's in Pisces. The moon's conjunct Neptune and Mars, square the sun. The sun is conjunct the North Node. And this is a moment when we're like, okay, where are we? Where are we? And how do we orient now to the remainder of the cycle where we're shifting into energy of letting go of what's finished, letting go of what we now know is not working, and getting ourselves ready for the next cycle, which will begin with that powerful solar eclipse on the summer solstice. My theme for this last quarter moon is vision. This is all about Piscean energy. Think of the moon sitting with Neptune and Mars in Pisces, lost in all of the vast possibilities of the cosmos. Lost not in the totally confused sense, although to be honest, that's one of the things that could come up for us. Like, oh my God, where am I even? But lost in the sense of wonder, of awe, of seeing all the things out there in the cosmos. And then looking at the sun in the North Node and Gemini, who want us to look at what's in our pockets, like what's in front of our face and what are we going to do with it? Let's juggle a few things here and make some deals. So having said some things, having done some personal examination, we're now at this last quarter at a point of saying, how does this come together? What is our vision for who we are, for where the world needs to be headed, and how we're going to fit into that? Within that phase, on Monday, June 15th, we reach a waning sextile, and now the moon is in Aries. So the theme for this sextile section of the last quarter phase is, what's your action plan? This moon is going to be conjunct Eris, square Pluto-Jupiter, sextile the sun. Venus will be just emerging out from under the beams, just starting to be visible in the sky. We're revisiting now the stand that we took at the disseminating moon and saying, what did we learn? And what do we now need to do to make good on who we said we were, on the values we articulated, on the vision that we embraced? Now it's boots on the ground. If we haven't taken action before now, it's time to do a thing, something that is in alignment with who we understand ourselves to be and where we want the world to go. The follow-on from that is the balsamic moon, the time when we are really focusing in on shedding, letting things go, peeling off the old skin that no longer fits. And we have a Taurus moon for this. And my theme for this balsamic moon is ground truth. How do things look on the ground? What is radically, authentically true for us? How can we get and stay grounded in our own bodies, so that we know not just what we want to think and experience in terms of lofty vision, but what is actually true in the world, in the physical, constructed, natural, real world? The moon's going to be conjunct Uranus and sextile Ceres and sextile Mercury, and Mercury's moving really slow now because Mercury is getting ready to station for a retrograde in Cancer. In fact, that Mercury station will occur before we get to the new moon. So we're at a place where we want to let go of old patterns, old ways of being in the world that are no longer true, no longer authentic. And that's going to call for us to get really well grounded in our bodies, connected to the earth. Again, that new moon in Cancer is going to be Sunday, June 21st, 2:41 a.m. in my Eastern Daylight Time Zone, with sun and moon at zero Cancer, which is astrologically the solstice point. This is an important eclipse. It is the last eclipse in this cycle that will be happening across the Cancer-Capricorn axis. So, of course, I'll be saying more about how this is going to work when we get closer and I do my new moon essay and podcast. But it's good to know, to be aware going in, that this is going to be a resonant, important eclipse that is in a difficult Ceres series as identified by Bernadette Brady. She identifies the character of each Ceres cycle, each Ceres family, based on the origin eclipse. And this one, interestingly, in 1389, by the way, had Jupiter quincunx a Pluto node conjunction and Venus conjunct Neptune. So even though the chart for this new moon in Cancer and solar eclipse is going to be a different chart, we see that a connection between Jupiter and Pluto and the strong presence of Neptune will also be part of this. She describes the character of this particular Ceres family as one that includes a sense of restriction, inhibition, restraint, separation, but also illusions because of the presence of Neptune. And I don't think it is at all a stretch to take that set of keywords and apply them to the world we're experiencing right now, both in terms of the pandemic and in terms of the intense clarification we have all been handed of lines of power in our societies, again, especially here in the United States, but not exclusively here, that allows some people to prosper by violently oppressing others. And to realize how much that restricts, inhibits, restrains, and creates illusions around the nature of the society that we see. So, not a surprise to note that we're in a difficult time. This is something we are all well aware of. What feels interesting and hopeful is this patterning that I'm seeing in these lunar phases that we're going through that call us to examine what's going on inside, asking us to clarify and align with our authentic visions and principles and values, and then to bring them out into the world and watch what happens. Not assume that we can step in and be what we think of as a good actor and have it all be wonderful, but to need to wish to engage with the world, to meet the world and the other people we share the world with, knowing that in the course of acting and interacting, that we will need to adjust and shift our values and our vision to collectively move forward into what I do hope for all of us is a better us and a better world. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a good lunar phase these next couple of weeks. I hope you will be safe. I hope you will be secure. I hope you will have what you need in the world. And I hope that you will take this time to align with the opportunities here, to test our authenticity against the world that we find ourselves in, and be open enough and courageous enough and committed enough to make adjustments when we inevitably find that there are places where we are not presenting, we are not showing up exactly as we thought. As always, thank you for listening.